Kadungure Cooperative. How's the cop?
So this place you mean where we are?
Yes.
Okay. But here?
Yes.
Or the whole area?
The whole area. We are just mixed.
Okay.
Kadungure Cooperative. What is Nice Cooperative? Yes.
Is that Mr. Zinaka?
Zinaka, yes.
Oh, Zinaka. It's on the front.
Number Ipomba.
That's number 1 2 3 6 7 4 3 67.
What is it?
Kadungure Housing Corp.
The number is up.
12 3 6 7.
Tingadogo sauti mne makore mangani. Kana makasununguka kutaura.
My age.
Okay. It's up to you.
I'm 42.
Okay.
Yes.
Mune muri akawanda zvakadi.
3 children and my wife, then one dependent and my relative.
Oh, vese vari pano.
Yes.
Alright. Vana vachona vane makore mangani?
One and that's 12.
Mm-hmm.
The other one only 6. The other one only 2.
Mm-hmm. All right. Chichaketa kuti muuye kusogara kuno.
Okay, we're seeking for accommodation.
Alright.
Sure.
Okay.
So that's the reason we joined the housing corp.
Okay. Munenguva yakareba zvakadi muri pano?
Since December 2011.
Alright. So makaunzwa pano nei kana kuti nani?
We were allocated by the union of cooperatives.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So pani chamakabhadhara here pamaka allocate from a stand?
Yes, we're contributing. From 2025 we're contributing something like $50. But this day, nowadays, we are contributing $100 per month.
Munenge muchi badhara kunani mari
yacho? We are contributing to the Divine Homes. We are depositing the money to their account.
Okay.
On monthly intervals.
Okay. Right. So even up to now, muchi riku badhara ere kana kuti?
Yes, we are contributing.
So you've been paying since 2005?
Yes.
$50 a month?
Yes.
So but how much have you paid already?
Maybe we need 50. Some calculations.
Yeah, sounds like it. Because that's... When in 2005?
I think around March.
Okay, so that would be 10 times 50. So that's 500.
500,
for 2005. Yes. 600 for... 2006,
mm-hmm.
7, 8, 9, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
How much money are you supposed to pay overall? Do you know? So we've got 500,
yes.
Plus 600 times, what did I say? 5.
Times 5, yeah.
5 from 2006.
Five
because you started, okay. So that's 3,500.
Yes.
Okay. That you paid, and you started paying this before you even got this piece of land.
Yes, we're on waiting list.
In the council.
Eh?
Waiting list for council.
No.
Cooperative.
Cooperative, yes. But we registered even at the waiting list with city council, the remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
We registered there. Yes.
And how much do you pay for that?
Ah, we were renewing every year. I don't know how much. I'm not quite sure. We were paying for the waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure, but we paid so a certain figure every year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But by the moment we were allocated, we were no longer paying because we were considered to have the...
Mm-hmm. So that stopped in 2011, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Pakupiwa, ma stands, mune gwaro ramunawa ya makapiwa yere, kana tatoti ma lease agreement.
Not yet. We don't have any lease agreement. Yeah. But as for now, they are saying if you pay something like 400, we started to pay $100 per month from February this year.
Okay.
Yes. So they are saying you should have to pay a certain amount so that you can have a lease agreement. But as for me, I don't have any lease.
But they've been lease
of, I mean, it's an agreement of sale.
Agreement of sale.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been paying every month.
Yes.
So you've already contributed more than the minimum requirement of $400.
No, I defaulted maybe 3 months because man was a big problem for me to pay $100 for
that
every
was
month.
That was this year.
Yes.
As but for, you paid $50 a month.
Yes.
Until December 2013.
Yes.
So that's even more money.
Yeah, it's even more. Yes, we are still paying.
So have you asked them about the agreement?
Sorry? Yes, they are saying they are in the process of making those agreements of sale.
Who is?
Sorry?
Divine.
Divine Homes, yes. But we are not sure whether they are official agreements or what. We are just confused. Because you are given all those papers, agreements, so maybe one day or the other you get a different information. We are not quite sure whether they are official or what.
So they're saying that you have to pay an additional $400?
Yes.
Over your $100 a month?
Yes.
So you can have an agreement of sale?
Of sale, yes.
So is that so? Did I get you right? I thought you said you need to have contributed at least $400.
For at least $400 to get the agreement of sale.
To get the agreement
yes.
of sale.
Okay. They don't consider the contribution of the previous years. But as from
when
February.
When you're paying as a
cooperative, yes.
But then what happened?
But now Divine Homes is saying we need to contribute as from February this year.
Okay.
We need to contribute at least $400 so that we can have those agreement of sale.
But did they tell you the total, the amount they're supposed to contribute?
They are,
they are supposed to pay fully for the ground.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They are saying it's $16 per square meter.
Oh, $16.
Yes, per square meter. So
okay.
These are 300 square meters. So you multiply 300 by $16 per square meter.
But who owns this land? I mean, actually owns it, do you know?
Our minister, Mr. Ignatius Chombo, once visited this place, I think twice, if not thrice. He was saying this land is a state land.
Okay.
So cooperatives only need to contribute for the development, not to buy this land.
Okay.
That's
so
his statement.
So, why are you paying Divine Homes?
Divine Homes is the developer of this area, Divine Homes.
But if they are giving you an agreement of sale, what are they selling you? Do you know what they're selling?
Exactly.
I mean, that's my problem.
Well, you know, as people who are in desperation, we just contribute, but then it's not clear. They are saying we are giving you the agreement of sale. Sale what? Yet the minister once said it's a state land. So we are just confused. We don't know what's going on, really.
So am I.
Yeah, what is it that you're buying?
I'm sorry, we don't know.
You're buying the road.
Maybe you are buying the road. No sewer, no sewage, no water, no what.
But what is Divine Homes doing for you, for your house?
Nothing. For the house, nothing.
I see. So these are definitely divine. They're in the air.
We are just building houses for our own. We are trying to make these wells for our own. No mm-hmm. water. We are using like pit latrines. Yeah. No sewer.
Okay. How much did you spend on that well?
I was charged the $600.
Okay. Mm.
It's 17 meters depth.
17?
17 meters, yes. Because
17?
7 meters down.
17?
17. 17.
17. That yes.
One, 17 meters.
Which supply one wangani?
Now it's better because some other people have already dug their own wells, but I was supplying all this area, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. even there, because I was the first person to be at this place.
For
free, yes.
Was not for free, you paid 600.
No, supplying the area.
Yes. Oh, for free, for yeah. Free. Sorry.
Yes, I was supplying people for free.
And it was really free.
Yeah, really free.
Okay.
Well, customarily, you must give people water by custom.
Yes, you don't need to sell water. It's free.
Well, it depends. I mean, if they were running a garden and they were selling from the garden, you could say that's not quite fair.
Yes, because they will make money. Yet,
but if it's for their basic needs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, washing, drinking, for
yeah,
food.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, domestic use.
So, how many plan yemba yini?
Yes.
Yeah, it is approved.
No, because the thing is this, the seat council, or yes. The city council doesn't approve plans where the area is not fully serviced.
Okay.
But you just make your plan, you draw your plan, or give an access to make you a plan.
Okay.
Yes, per buildings bylaws.
Okay.
Yes.
No
inspection, but you can consult a building inspector just for technical advice if you want.
Okay.
So, because it's the same as like. Mm. Wakapeza kuita service the area when the house is already complete, it's built, and they come and say no, it doesn't meet our requirements.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you're going to demolish. We don't know really what's going on, what is going to happen.
Huh? Because it seems everybody aruguto
yes
aruguto waka,
but there's no inspection, no building inspectors coming here to approve the job.
Sapane mwe mutero ya munobhadhara here pakugara kwenyu pano?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yes.
Kumadzimai anocherechedzwa zvakadi muchibvumirano chenyu kana kuti handimulese muri kuvaka.
Yes.
Wamunototi kana kuti next of kin kana anozotora imba yacho ndonge kana imi muchinge musisipo.
Okay.
Ndiani?
Madzimai tiri kuakosheswa zvakanyanya. Because say as for me, we have a marriage certificate.
Okay.
So automatically the property will belong to my wife when I pass away.
Okay.
Which kind of marriage?
Sorry?
Which one? Chapter 37?
That
or
one.
Customary marriages?
Chapter what? That one which says you should have to have one wife.
Oh. Yeah. Still known as, well, it's now chapter 5:11, but everybody calls it now chapter 37.
That one doesn't allow polygamy.
Okay. Yes.
One wife. Yes. One man, one wife. Yes. And recommended by the Bible.
And well, it depends which part of the Bible, but no man.
Okay. Because King Solomon married so many.
Exactly. But if you look at the New Testament, it says.
Yes, yes.
But is your wife's name on this agreement?
Yes, she is on the agreement.
as what? I know that sounds like a funny question. How is she included on the agreement? Do you know?
Because she's the next of kin.
Rosalie, how can we explain this? Let me explain it to you.
Okay.
Sometimes the person is put there as one of the lessees, a co-lessee.
Okay.
But sometimes she might just be on as the wife, or the children might be listed, but that's for information,
yes,
not to give them a right.
Okay, to the property.
Yes. Okay. Do you know? When you registered with the city council on the housing list,
with the cooperative.
Or with the cooperative. No, yes. Well, he's been on both.
On both, yes.
Okay.
How was your wife listed? Do you know?
I'm not quite sure.
You're not quite sure?
Yes, yeah. I'm not.
So who was the member of the cooperative?
That's fine.
Mr. and Mrs. or Mr. or Mrs.
And Mr.
Or Mr.
Yes, yeah. Mr.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was
Look,
Mr.
You don't need to worry about the fact that you don't always know the answer.
Okay.
Because that's very important to us to know that you don't know.
Okay.
Because what we know now is there's so much confusion.
Okay.
And that people don't know what's going on, and that's what we're trying to find out.
Okay.
To see whether there's information.
Okay.
Or action we can take. So if you don't know the answer, don't apologize. That's great.
Okay.
For the moment.
Okay.
Only now.
All right. That's
sorry,
good.
We're not giving the ladies a chance, but I think this is going somewhere else. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Yes.
That's okay. Kwa kubika muna shansi.
We are using firewood or paraffin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's either paraffin, wood, or gas.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can get gas.
Yes.
Do you have solar power at all?
We are just here for a small one for charging our batteries and phones.
And for television, radio.
It cannot work on television.
No,
it's too small. We have a television, but no power, no electrical power too.
And when you came here, did you think, or were you told you would have electricity?
Yeah, we were told that in some days to come, we are going to have electricity.
Some days to come?
Not knowing when exactly, but as for now, we are having that power station which has been built.
Where?
Just beyond those houses, yes.
I remember it,
yeah. It's just around. The
But it doesn't work.
In the house, it's not yet connected. There are no poles, no what. But the electricity power is already there.
Yeah.
It's serving who at the moment?
One.
My lines are running.
If you look up the hill, you can see the power.
What are the poles?
You can see the
concrete
poles. You can see the poles.
Yes, but for this area, nothing.
What could be delaying?
They are saying we are going to pay for those concrete poles. It's so much.
You have to pay.
Yes, to buy them. Yes.
Isn't this rural electrification, which we're all paying for? This is terrible.
They said it how much?
Per people, it's 250
per household.
In per poll. So they were saying four households are going to contribute for a poll. So that's $61 something per head.
$62.50.
Okay.
So $62.50.
Okay.
And they have no plan for you to buy this from them.
We don't even plan, maybe from ZESA itself.
And what was the residents' response?
Yeah.
$61
They were just saying we sacrifice because we cannot live without power in the darkness like that.
Do you know
like
how
this?
They could pay for it? Prepaid meters and you deduct. Except if they just thought about it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just... what... You've gone into prepaid recently, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
We've just gone into prepaid, right?
Uh-huh.
Electricity. And I wanted to pay off the whole of the bill, which wasn't that much, but they said, no, you can't. We will take off the money every month till you've
finished their work.
Till you finish paying it off. Now, I know why, because there are so many people who owe huge amounts of money,
okay.
And so they're looking at a long-term plan to get all that money back. But it strikes me that they could put your poles in, and then you are paying them back.
Okay.
You get so much power every month, and then you're paying for the infrastructure development if it has to be done.
Okay.
But that's what a developer's supposed to do.
Exactly. But maybe they
I don't know. We can
maybe
have
they don't
go
as far as electricity.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they have no agreement. They don't know what they've agreed to.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any people around this area have been given those agreements by the developer?
Yeah, some were saying we are already having them by this time, but...
do you know anyone who has one that we could look at or see? Maybe not today, because the
we're
people
here
will be around.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for the
Well, Rosalie will be here the whole week. I have to go back to the office and do other things.
So I will just try to ask
you
for my neighbor here.
And then what we want to
you
do
I just want
is
the assessment.
So is it okay if I get your phone number?
Yes, no problem.
0773 5316 3939.
Yes.
Yep. Because then we would want to go and photocopy it.
Okay.
And we will give them an extra copy.
Okay.
And then we will keep a copy.
Okay. Okay, I will try to find one.
I would appreciate that.
Okay.
Tumbone with the agreement. I got the chill.
Okay.
What has been done, what has not been done? Was, you know, what is it that you agree? Especially what is it that you're buying?
Yes.
And as far as you know, they're all the same agreement, more or less.
Okay.
Okay, different names, but it's exactly the same.
So it's Divine Homes
conditions.
Covering all this
area.
Work consortium area?
Yes, but this side.
Oh,
their side office is somewhere there. I think you can see it from here. Yes. The roof is all red complete. I think even the doors, floors, whatever. But it's not yet functioning. They are just coming there to do some finishings and the like. But if you want to pay, as for now, we need to travel, get a combi to Eastleigh.
And how much does that cost?
If you use a combi, it's something $4.
Dollar go end up from town?
Yes, the dollar go die
Eastleigh back?
Yes.
And if you don't pay?
They are giving you some threats. We are going to sell that estate to someone else. We have money, all those threats, you see. So that's a way of intimidating people
74.
So that they can...
Section 74.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
So I know there's a special section in the Constitution that says it would be quite difficult for them to do that. To throw you out.
Well, because we are always receiving some threats.
Threats.
Yes.
Kopa marara miro enyu munorara masei munoshanda here munoshwamisa sei.
Okay, I'm self-employed somebody.
Self-employed doing what?
Yeah.
I'm in the construction industry.
Okay.
You are in the construction industry.
Yes.
Okay.
She's
a preschool teacher.
Okay.
Yes.
Where?
You just see around, local.
Yes. When does she come home?
Around 5.
Okay.
Chance to from Padgos, which one chance that's okay?
That's okay, yes.
And so, is it her preschool or she works for someone?
Yeah, it's for someone.
For someone.
Yes.
Kupa mafambiro, wanafamba waka gadzikana ire. Kana tupani zimwe njozi za mnombo chikira. Seku buinwa, kana kubirwa, kana kupondwa.
No, but distance is a problem to hear.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So wanafamba ma hours mangani kushika ako?
It's about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Going one way?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an hour. Okay, say an hour, yes. An hour, not an hour and a half, yes.
Sara, I'm going to send a queen. You come and sit no Taura, my shanty circle. It's married, I'm making Chuana. The tea of an ingot of Kukreshi, meaning a murukwen, my shanty circle, you might move from Sassy.
Okay, we work as a S1. We work as one, yes.
Right. I'm just showing you no cool. Chamu yangu shushikana na chupa na uzemani. Kana utisha mno jingi shida kubadaro. Mno shufa msasei. Kwa chamu yangu kukunetai.
Of course we need so many things in life, but then we consider the most important things like school fees, then food and the like. That's our first priorities, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But the developer group of priority number.
Hey. Number, I'd say number 3 because as far as it is, there is no development. We cannot see any development. So we cannot starve because we gave the money to the developer who is doing nothing. We don't see any development.
Saka pane pamakambogarawo pasi here nevanhu vari muno munharaunda kuti muronge kana kuti muise musoro pamwe chete muona kuti matambudziko iwaya ekushayikwa kwemvura emagetsi kuti muno no mapedza sei.
We are just waiting for our developer to do us all those papers for water and what.
So I'm now talking about Shika. Kuna develop what you're making no patch chemo. Tindo matambuzika tu sangana na o months bauti. Iwo patches zawo vano tuwo kudi.
He is very much aware of our problems here, but no response at all. He's doing his things on his own pace, of which is not interesting at all.
So I'm now talking about Shika. Kuna tuwo sumbuta oro neva niwe muna raunda.
No.
Sapa kuona kwenye chini chingaitwe, semi vanu yemu naraunda, shamba yite kuti pache zeny, mushanduri magarura magaita, tinde shipi ma developments angaitwe.
We don't have any plan yet, but we are expecting for the government's intervention. Yes.
You expect government to intervene?
Yes,
and do what?
Because so that we can have those services like water, sewage, and the like.
But there's a developer who's now working on that. So,
but the pace is doing his things.
Okay,
we are not even see any future.
How long has he been doing this? How long have they been here and supposedly doing this work?
He was here before we were allocated.
And when were you allocated? 2011?
Yes.
And that's When in 2011?
He was here 2011, 2012, up 20. To now.
Yeah, but was it all of 2011?
Which month?
Which month?
I'm not seeing.
You don't know that? Not a problem. 11, 12. Come on, 4 years.
Right. Yes.
4 years and taking how much a month? 50? And now 100?
Yes.
And how many houses in the street?
I don't know the number.
And everybody's paying?
Yes. You can fail, because some will fail because of the financial crisis.
No, I know. Yes. I mean, I understand.
But most people are trying their level best to contribute that much.
No, I'm just trying to work out how much the developer is getting.
Okay.
For this area.
Roughly, you think there would be how many households?
Households.
Looks like. Well, we can count. We could just count. It's 20, 40 houses. I mean, just on this piece
just
of
the street.
Okay.
Just on this street.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 by, base win. 1, 2, 3. You can say 10 by 3, 30 houses. Yeah, around 30.
30 houses?
Yes.
$100 a month?
Yes.
And that's just this year?
Yes.
So that's $3,000 a month?
Yes.
From just this small portion?
Yes.
And they've been getting half of that previously? And what have you gotten for it? Nothing.
Nothing. We are seeing nothing.
So, but that's
okay.
But then, what runs? You are the chairperson.
Yeah, I'm the
of
vice.
The vice chairperson of your cooperative.
Yes.
Okay. So, what do you do as a cooperative? Mune committee.
Yes.
You meet.
Yes.
What are the? Yeah. Maybe say cooperative meet. What? After my allocate, what's still the function of that committee?
Before Tanz Marie and the developer, we were having our bank accounts. We were depositing our money, some of our money to the bank.
Okay.
To be kept there for the development, but the system changed. Then the developer said, "You need to give the money direct to me through my own account."
So you surrendered all the money that
yes.
was in the bank account.
Yes.
Is there any money left in the cooperative?
Nothing.
Bank?
So what's your role now as a cooperative?
We have nothing to do. We are just.
How much money was deposited from the cooperative bank account into the developer's bank account?
Maybe the figures, I don't know,
but we can
check from our financial
report.
Could
you find out?
Okay. We will check.
Oh, you have a financial report?
Yes.
That you can maybe, if you...
Yes, I will try to phone my other members so that maybe we may have one.
Yes. It's possible. Okay. So, as a community now, are you not supposed now to be the link between the people, the members of the cooperative and the developer, and maybe challenging the developer, the oversight,
Yes,
the oversight role.
We have the executive members of the cooperative, then we have the union, I don't know.
Yes, people
were not satisfied as such. But Panama threats are to because the developer akambozo ita pamwe paida it's a cooperative by cooperative. Ana kutendra kuti asangane na
vanhu
to his own office.
Okay.
Kuhistly. Then ikoko kwaino pama threats ake. Kuti asina kutongo badara this money,
help.
tinogona kuzomutorera stand. And as a proof of evidence, we have our member who are staying there, just at the corner where there is a tin house there. He was removed from that place, and someone else was. This month is what? October?
Yeah.
Maybe 3 months down the line.
After I've been contributing to the corporate?
Yes. Somebody was just put there.
And do you know where he went or what happened to them?
He was not staying there yet. But he was preparing to have a structure to come and stay there. These are his panels. Where they were removed from that place.
And what happened to his money that he
they are saying we are putting you on the waiting list. If we can have another place, we are going to allocate you there.
And somebody's already started?
Yes, he already started building there. He was not the previous owner of that place. It was our member. So he was affected that way.
Do you know where he is?
The phone number.
I don't know. Right now, I don't know where you stay.
Okay. But a phone number?
But a phone number. Yeah, if I can find out, I can have his phone number.
That could be interesting. And also, since you have his panels, maybe.
you can come.
So, what did they do? Did they knock it down? Whatever he done?
They were just lying down.
Okay,
at his stand.
And are there many cases like that?
Oh, so many cases, yes.
So many?
In this area,
of people have been
affected that
affected
way. Yes.
Okay.
Especially where Gapare, another developer, just over that side, there is a big problem that of Gapari. It's a big problem, at this place, Gapari. People were moved from their side, putting another person or else
when?
You can.
When did this trouble start?
It started maybe 3 years ago, and they are just continuing like that.
Okay.
For him, what was the reasoning? Or you know, he wasn't paying. He was. Where was he?
He was paying, but they were saying the figures were not all that pleasing to them. So they were saying this one, the one who is staying there, he paid a lump sum. So they take that.
Sorry, what do you mean by the figures were not pleasing?
They were expecting maybe for big amount.
No, but sorry. Let me ask the question in a different way. Was he paying $100 a month?
Yes, but he was not staying there. The thing is, when you are not staying at the place, if they find the place without any development, they will take that advantage. If someone pays them a big amount, they will just say, go and own that stand, because they were having somebody who was observing what's going on the stands. If there is no development, they will take it off.
There was no agreement. Do you know what you were supposed to do on the stand? In terms of an agreement?
I was not.
Or you're just guessing?
We were not all that aware. They just said, yes, I once said, they said, yes, from February this month until now, you need to pay something like 400 so that they can give you an agreement of sale.
But is building a structure a condition of you, you know, continuing on that stand?
Yes.
How do you know that when they haven't given you the agreement?
Yes.
Have they told you that? Did they say to you, you must build the structure?
Yes, by the moment we were allocated this thing, they were saying, you can
start.
Yes, you can start.
But they
then and then, you or you are now free to whoever wants to build. You can build.
Yes, they will say whoever.
In fact, I'm not going to work.
Yes,
you
can just wait until you get the resources.
But we are going to have this because of
their condition always change. There is no concrete condition. That's what I can say. It's a way of getting, I think it's a way, to my own way of seeing things. It's only a way of getting money from people, but they are not meeting our... I think they are interested in getting money rather than meeting people's interest. Because the condition always change. Right now, they were saying you should have to get an agreement or so. Without lawyers, without what? Just to go to their office and say this is the... Someone can just draft a paper. Then you can say this is an agreement of sale. There's no lawyer, there's no what. Just in their own office. So can we say it's a real agreement of sale?
Maybe,
common sense.
Maybe the agreement of sale state, you may not need the lawyer for that. Still, yeah, if you are not really set, I mean, the issue here is you are not clear of what really...
going
on. Yeah, but I don't know what they're buying.
Exactly.
I don't understand
what we are buying. Agreement of sale. Selling what?
Selling what?
We are not even aware.
Maybe they bought the land from the state.
No.
They did not
because
and they are very sure of that.
Comrade Chombo, who is the minister of local government,
came here
and said it openly.
Yeah.
This is state land.
We need to any development which is to be done here, they need to follow a system of cooperatives. But now we are surprised. We are getting some threats from the developer. Yeah, I'm going to take that your stand and give it to someone else.
The cooperative committee, have you approached the Minister of Cooperatives? I'm under that ministry as well.
In one other time, Mr. Chombo came here and said, stop paying. Yes.
Okay.
But
stop paying to the
developers. Developers. He once came here and said that still. But we don't know what really happened. We just find some people who are coming back here. We need to contribute because we need the services to be done. So with the accompanying of the developer, they were accompanied with the developers, his members.
Mm.
Yeah, we need to develop this place, this and that. So, as people who are in desperation, we cannot live in this condition.
Mm.
So we just started paying.
Mm.
And their conditions are just changing.
Interesting.
It's not... Oh, yes, it might be interesting, but for us, it's really a problem.
If we asked you, could you, don't have to do it right now, but try and think back from when you first came here, how those conditions have been changing.
Okay.
And write it down so we can see what's been happening.
Okay.
And what they've promised you, what they've done
over the years.
Chronologically. Okay.
Yeah. So not exactly the date, but maybe the period.
Okay.
Just
okay.
The period.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what they said.
Mm.
Okay.
And then I can see there are stands here, some places people are clearly living there, other places are they just building?
Yes.
Can I ask you about it? You know, Mkatasa Zimbe, it's almost a similar structure.
Yeah.
Yes, they have the same plan. It's a different cooperative.
Oh, it's a different cooperative.
Yes, but then That cooperative was working hand in hand with the Divine Home developer. Divine Home was having a construction company.
Yeah.
They were accompanying that cooperative. So okay. People were contributing for them to help those structures. But
also the construction company in days or
yeah, Divine Homes,
this
yes.
Kind of
yes.
Structure.
But
okay.
The owners of those houses, they are affected now in one way or the other because the conditions were changed. So they are failing to get into those houses because of the except one year was different because workers one am kana kuzvakira yes but it they said vanga vano mastends ane ane dzimbai vari kutotadza ku contribute mari yacho I think yawandisa kwavari nenyaya yekunetsa kwemari saka uyu akambotouya achida kugara mumba macho but he was threatened not to come in there
by
the chairlady of this cooperative Mukando cooperative. We need our monies before you can get there. But the monies, I mean, these people are failing to pay that money. I don't know how much. Maybe you can attack on one or one of them. Maybe I'm going to pay a better explanation.
Yeah,
because we've got two cover pictures, one on this side, one on that side.
Yes.
Maybe different terms and conditions.
But still divine is there
somewhere. But still the same, the same basic.
So besides this tent, do we have anywhere else? Do you have a stand anywhere else?
No, okay. This is the only one.
Kumusha.
Yeah, Kumusha. Yeah, Kumusha.
No, that's okay. No, that's fine.
In Ebene, I don't have anywhere.
No, okay.
Okay. Wow. Right. Saka, Maita Zenu, Zenaka.
Yes.
Yeah, Zenaka. Thank you very much. But depending on my issues, Abudap.
Yes.
I try to do it quite
clarify.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do it quite. Yes.
One material conditions are change.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we really need to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nebuti kana kwakwasa kutwana rafuto yagari papo.
Okay.
Kuti what could have happened kwaari.
Yes.
Nekuti kana paina ne agreement. Kune wana munoziva. Akatupirwa
anyone who's got one.
Yes.
I got your agreement of sale for now.
And then what we would do is we'll photocopy it and then give it back to them.
Okay.
Plus a copy, an extra copy.
Primary school. But chimwechi show chedu zvechachi tongori nacho nokuda zvikoro zvawanda because yesh. What sitting dzacho hadzitombo kombore. Because you are not in the mascot, they are just having maybe a few hours here, you don't have to do that, or much open
the
home class.
The same teacher for the class, morning and afternoon?
No.
It's different teacher.
Different teacher.
Not quite so bad.
So, I don't know if you have to do this, but you can do this.
Kupondwa ndingati tikunzwa I think two days ago here, if not 3 days ago. Tikunzwa pane munhu akatopondwa muno. And I think why Baku one who never lies, I should have a kun Akato pond work of Angofira Pap. Panamun of Futakambo pond work a kind of dam or panny dam repasses panel. Area mono, Panamunaka pond work a kind of dam much. Maybe near darkness during the night, one could not turn bush, then they can just do harm to. Plus, we tinochika manje kunyanya the outbreak yezvirwere because zviri kudlaya zvekuti we don't know kuti zvicha sonokarini pakaita outbreak because vana vana ma good toilets ma water sources are right because ma pit light drains mvura inogonofamba nepasi and outbreak ndo yatiri kunyanya kuchika zvekuti izvi
across the road.
Yes.
But
yeah. To me, Masangana Mansion.
Contamination.
So, number four, go to the. There is a tender marriage. It's better to do one, I think. Then you can buy water, you end up tank, rather than. It's not all that safe. Okay. Until Friday or
yeah.
Some of the
actually pane tichada zvo asatanga kukura but pane zvo rachada kuti tigosangana ne
around
around.
Okay. Saka munemji all right muno munogona here I mean muno tunganza sei manje.
Yeah,
I don't know logistics. I just let me meeting. We are in that consortium.
And I think the easiest way is to consult our MP. Then more logistics now. There is one of the ones that are from loudspeaker. One or two more ones from the
loudspeaker.
Too many. Size. They're putting this stuff with all these great big rocks and goodness knows what else.
Yeah, they are saying that's a road gravel. Even the way he's doing.
I've never seen that road gravel on the side of any other road in my life.
Even the way he's
have
doing,
you?
He's doing these roads is we just don't know. He's not even using that vibration compactor. He's using just even compaction he's using tarmac ndo chari kushandisa ku combata marods
no
zvatsina mboona kana kumusha kumusha kwataura so we are just wondering what's going on chiraba thing changa chiri kupi kwa menu samwe chiri samwe it's not a combata a bomber it's not
yeah I know exactly what
you mean. Saka tinosho kuti chinoshande even chimwe chinofundire kuti hatimbooni massive engineer achimbozo saita saita kuti what's going on unongotuma mu driver wechigrader na driver wechitractor icho nechicho chocho those three people.
We never said all this.
But we know we need a civil engineer, we need to excite our roads, the straightness and the like, combustion, what. But we cannot see all those things happening.
We can see. Can you ask someone to come and have a look?
Owen is doing it.
Well, no, just come and look at what's here, what's...
Yeah, you can maybe civil engineer the better, because yes, that's why I said I think is they are doing things only to get money from the people. They know people are desperate of accommodation, so they are just taking that advantage. Of course we are desperate, but then the way they are operating, we are not
pleased. They're taking advantage of it, desperate.
We are not pleased at all.
And then, which is more worrying even, is they're then throwing people out whenever they can do so. So you've got double sales, haven't we? We've got double sales going on.
We cannot only we cannot say only double, but even triple selling or quad selling, especially at Guy Paris Place. Quad selling, triple selling. People are just crying day and night. What's going on? I was allocated this place. You can find someone else whom you don't know saying I'm the one of this thing. How come? So, it's really a bother.
And what are people doing about it? Nothing. I mean, sorry, I don't mean nothing, but I mean, can people afford legal advice to pay a lawyer?
Maybe if we can have those government lawyers, because people doesn't have money.
Legal aid department?
To consult those legal practitioners.
Legal aid, maybe.
Who is the owner of Divine Homes?
He is known by the name of Tutisani.
Tutisani is the same as Divine Homes.
Yes, it's a company named Divine Homes. Yes, it's a company named Divine Homes.
Developer Tutisani Gapari.
Yes. But Tutisani is his name. But the company name is Divine Homes.
No, that's correct.
Okay. Yes.
Tutisani, so this is Divine.
Divine Homes Tutisani.
Okay.
I think they should call them Hell Homes.
Gapari.
Gapari is really a problem. Talking of Gapari, people will just...
What about Nyasha?
Nyasha, these days I don't know much about her, but she was a problem again. Yeah.
I think she's one of the people who's involved in litigation. Her name rings a bell.
Yes.
It just rings a bell, but I couldn't be sure.
She's an MP now,
yeah? Yeah, Tumtare. She was becoming an MP at this place, but now people are no longer interested in her. So she is now at his home place, Mutare, there.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
We'll give you a comment. I'm not going to find out what
any day, I feel out. I can adjust because I'm having my own construction company, so I can just delegate my guys to do the jobs, so that I can have time with you.
Great.
Yeah.
And where are your guys doing their work?
We are doing it. Sun, we sit near Rua, then Kroyu area.
Okay.
Yeah, near Brook there.
Oh, Kroyu.
Yes.
I've
just stand there. That's why I started laughing.
At Musipa's place or wait.
Exactly.
Is this one of your children?
Sorry. Yeah, she's one of second born.
Then okay.
Yes. Hello. How are you?
Anzaku Aniko.
Yes.
Yeah. Some the better school there is the one.
Mwambawacho ndiyari ku grade 7.
Okay. Stand there, I'm going to close, but pane pasite office
Mudemo. Mudemo. Yeah, I'm doing one house just pamiri pedemo.
Basaka.
Ne got a diplomat and ndiri kuitira iyo. Just pamiri pedemo.
Oh, just pamiri pedemo. Okay. So you do start to finish.
Sorry.
You construct start to finish.
Yes.
The house.
Yes. I'm only doing brickwork, plastering floors and the floor tiles.
Or plumbing,
in the exception of roof and plumbing.
Or roof and okay.
I don't
do you subcontract or the person I know so it I know so talk
I know we can find anyone to do the job.
Also, oh, you can do the brickwork.
Brickwork, plastering, and flooring tiles and the like.
That's fine. I haven't been a crow in a long time.
It's the roof and the plumbing that costs the money.
So, doing that.
Thank you
very much.
We can meet again.
Saka madim umumurai numa pana kana wanu atinga wanero.